National Milk and Jim Mulhern, I can't say enough about their effort and hard work of making sure that part of this solution includes the ability for those employers that provide full-time, year-round employment are now included in the H-2A program. Dairies, other parts of the industry are truly going to benefit from this, and it wouldn't have happened without the hard work of the National Milk Organization, and Jim Mulhern obviously is a big part of that. Jim's a veteran agriculture and food policy leader, and gosh, maybe even has Chuck beat in the longevity of his service. Again, decades of dedicated service to our industry. He was named the president and CEO of the National Milk Producers Federation back in January of 2014. And since taking over the leadership of that fine group, he's directed the dairy organization's work on, gosh, a wide range of issues, including trade policy, certainly immigration reform, farm bill, environmental policy, animal care, food labeling, standards of identity, and gosh, about everything under the sun, as far as I can tell. So, Jim, thank you very much for being with us tonight. Again, my truest, sincerest thanks for all of your help on this, and I'll turn the floor over to you.
Well, thank you very much, Congressman. The thanks really goes to you and to Congresswoman Loughran. The work that you have done, and all the colleagues you mentioned, this has been an incredible journey, but we wouldn't be here tonight without all of you staying at it, working through thick and thin. Even when things looked grim and dim at some points, you didn't give up. You kept pushing. And that's a tribute to your hard work and to really everybody that's, you know, that I'm panelists with. It did take a give and take. Arturo, we go back to, you know, 2 summers ago almost, to when we were in those heavy negotiations. It's been a long time coming. Got the bill done back in December of 19 through the House. Congressman Loughran, as you said, you know, this is the second time through, and you should get extra credit for that, to do this twice, on a very, very difficult issue. And I'll be very brief, but just, you know, I want to reflect that all of us in agriculture know how essential our workforce is. And before the pandemic, they were essential to our survival. And it is what your comments, Congressman Loughran, about the production of food and fiber in this country doesn't happen without this workforce. And we knew they were essential. We saw last year through the pandemic how essential they were, because as you said, there was no interruption in our food supply. We put it on the table. Cows were milked, you know, 7 days a week, 365 days. It's been a year now since we went into this pandemic. And the system has worked because those workers have worked so hard. So it's great to be here. But Congressman Newhouse, as you said, it's only one step in the journey, and there's a big step ahead of us. But to celebrate tonight, this bipartisan victory is so, so important. And now it's on to the Senate. And I just want to echo the comments of all of you that that's where we have to get this done. And we need the same kind of bipartisan leadership and bipartisan support in the Senate to move this bill. It's been a pleasure for us to work with all of you, you know, for dairy in particular. We have most of the milk in this country comes from farms that employ immigrant labor, and we know that much of it is undocumented. Those folks have worked very hard for very many years, and it's time that we bring them out of the shadows and give them the legal recognition that they deserve. But importantly for this bill as well, it puts dairy into the H-2A program, and that's critical, because it's one thing we need to legalize our workforce. We're going to be back in this situation in a number of years if we don't have a flow of labor in the future. And that's why getting dairy into the H-2A program for permanent jobs is so critically important. So great to celebrate this victory tonight. We look forward to working with all of my colleagues and our coalition that's been working on this to get this bill across the line in the Senate as well. So thank you all very much.
Thank you so much, Jim.